The Vampire Bat by J.P. Leck.
There's one down. Where's the rest, Fred? You said they were amassing somewhere around here?
Satellite imagery indicates a strong concentration of Fabrovisen in that building ahead of you.
Hold up in the old Cavalier, huh? Because of course they are.
Hesorals?
Nothing. Doesn't matter. Just didn't know the place had closed its doors.
After more than a century of operation, the Cavalier Hotel discontinued its services just 3 years ago. Yet there is still power running to this building, so navigating it should be easy enough.
Yeah, except for all the new guests in there waiting to pick their teeth with my bones.
They have checked in, Herr Soros. You must ensure they do not check out, yeah?
Oh, Fred, do me a favor. Shut up.
Come on, that was good.
Sure. How are Carolyn and Tolliver doing?
Miss Pelfrey is now under the Dillingham Bridge, and young Ryan has nearly reached the South Street Metro line. Hold where you are, Herr Soros, while I get them into position.
Keep a close eye on them. I don't like us all working alone like this. It's too risky.
It is a calculated risk, Herr Soros, and a necessary one. If we clear only this one nest at a time, the others somehow learn of it, and relocate before we arrive at the next. Then it's weeks more of commandeering satellites and scanning the city to find them again.
So it's best we hit them all at once. Yeah, I know what we're doing out here, Fred. We're just stretched too thin, is all I'm saying.
Perhaps it's time we consider recruitment?
Right. You have anybody in mind? It's a rare enough person who can do this kind of work to begin with. We can't exactly advertise for it either. PI seeks dedicated associates, must have experience with supernatural phenomenon. Those skilled in melee weaponry will receive first consideration.
Indeed.
Besides, it's not like I can afford to pay anyone else as it is. Most of our cases are done at cost, and we burned through our nest egg a month ago. My pension's the only thing keeping gas in the tank.
When you retired from the police to begin this detective agency, it was not for the money that you did so, yeah?
No. I did it to find Alex, and you know how that turned out.
True, we could not save your partner and friend, but the good that we have done for this city, it has been worth it, yeah? Even those who work for you have benefited. You have given Miss Pelfrey and young Ryan purpose in this world. And indeed, Herr Soros, you have given me purpose as well. All of us have paths for which we wish to atone, and I see no clearer path to that than through the work we do for you.
Sure.
Without the unclosing eye detective agency, the evil in this city would run rampant. You must see that.
I guess. Just feel like that unclosing eye is about to blink. You know what would come in really handy right about now? The zapper.
Apologize for that again and again, Herr Soros. After reworking the device to make it lethal, I thought you would never touch it again. And I was sure you would not when you used it to... well, you know. So when I gave it to Fräulein Violet, I assumed you would be perfectly fine with never seeing that weapon again.
I'm really more annoyed that you didn't tell us sooner about Violet coming to you.
Fräulein Violet wanted to say goodbye. But she knew that you and the others would try to stop her, or even go with her.
Yes, we absolutely would have. That fight wasn't just hers.
The Gargoyles took Alex from you. Your desire for revenge is understandable, but it is better this way, yeah? Fräulein Violet knew that she would not be returning, that this would be her final mission. The way she spoke, she believed it was her Schicksal, her destiny.
She still had no right to go it alone.
She did not go alone.
Huh?
I checked the exterior security footage after she left. Fraulein Violet had a companion who waited outside the office for she and I spoke.
What companion?
An untraditional one. Anyway, it no longer matters. Fraulein Violet said that this city would need our detective agency more than it ever needed her. I believe she was correct. We all have our parts to play. And ours is here.
You're getting pretty philosophical these days, Fred. For the greatest scientific mind to ever exist, or whatever it is you say.
The second greatest. And I have good reason to believe as I do, Herr Soros. Fraulein Violet knew that while she went to vanquish one great enemy, another would follow, and that it would be for us to contend with him.
Clarence Grindel.
Indeed. And none are better suited to combat him than us, yeah? It is not some cosmic coincidence that all of our paths converged as they did. This is, as they say, meant to be. Trust me, Herr Soros.
Trust you? How am I supposed to trust you, Fred? You kept your meeting with Violet from us. Then we find out that you go way back with this Grindel guy, this time-traveling ghost or whatever he is. You knew about him all along and you told us nothing.
I did not know he was ever going to reappear, Herr Soros. Clarence Grindel once belonged to the secret society, same as me, yeah. But his body was killed, and his spirit flung away into the void, never to be seen again. Or so it was thought by our shared masters.
But really, he ended up here, in our city, looking for his painting. And we almost helped him get it.
We could not have known the true identity of our client when he hired us to purchase the painting on his behalf. Fortunately, those who possessed the painting informed us of this, so that we might keep it from Grindel.
Still don't see how it matters if he has it or not. It's a painting.
It is his only remaining attachment to the physical world, Herr Soros, which also makes it his only vulnerability, one we will soon need to exploit.
Then why did you give it to the Collector if you weren't just trying to get Grindel to bump him off for us?
I never intended for the Collector to be harmed. Not necessarily. But if Grindel was to track down his painting, better for him to find it with the Collector than us, yeah? Not to worry. So long as the Collector does not make it known that he possesses the painting, he will be safe enough. I only wish to remain out of Grindel's sight for now. I know of his presence here, but he does not yet know of mine. Something I should like to keep secret for as long as possible.
Pretty ironic that both of you ended up here, in the same town, all these years later.
Not ironic, Herr Soros. Intended. Meant to be.
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, how well did you know this Grindel guy? You know, back when you both still had your own bodies?
My interaction with him was brief, yet significant.
How so?
I assisted him with something important. Well, now I wish that I had not. But I have the chance to right that wrong. And the painting is our chance to stop him.
None of this stuff about the painting even matters, Fred. Just Grindel being here is the problem, especially since he's drawing all of these Fabelwesen into our town, and we still don't know how long he's even been here, or whether his presence is the real reason Circle City's been plagued by these things for so long. And speaking of which...
Herr Soros?
One sec, Fred. Ugh. Oh, what? I swear the little ones have more blood and guts than the big ones. I hate these things.
If my theory about a migration of monsters from the Land of Phantoms to Circle City is accurate, then it would have been underway for some time now. It would explain the steady increase of the creatures that we have seen in the region over time. The Land of Phantoms is in a remote corner of Eastern Europe, enwrapped in an offshoot of the Carpathian Mountains.
Which makes it a heck of a trip to the American Midwest, sure. So what we're seeing now is, what, the last wave of them?
The last and largest, Herr Soros. Grindel has been living very quietly all this time, but he is growing bolder. He's beginning to make his presence known. Perhaps he has learned that his former minions have come here to serve him.
And with his own personal army of monsters, he's gonna... what, make a power play of some kind?
I cannot begin to fathom what his plan is, Herr Soros.
Yeah, I'm still not sold on any of this. I mean, all these inhuman things flocking to Circle City just because their old master is here now? I don't care what kind of mental power he has or what kind of hold he has over them. That's a stretch even by our standards.
But if it is true, Herr Soros, then to remove Grindelwald would be to remove his imps, yeah? They are likely to disperse in his absence. Perhaps even return to the Land of Phantoms. We could end all this horror just by thwarting Clarence Grindelwald himself.
Assuming we can ever find him. The best we've been able to do is keep his underlings in check, but that's a numbers game that we are losing fast.
Which is why we must strike this enemy at the source. We must tear Zavid up by the root.
Okay, even if we can get to Grindel, how are we supposed to fight a guy who's just a spirit, who can leave whatever body he's in and just grab another?
I have been thinking about that, Herr Soros, and I may have a solution.
Okay, what?
It concerns the... Young Ryan and Miss Pelfrey are now both in position if you are ready, Herr Soros.
Yeah. Let's get to it. This'll have to do, I guess.
The Vampire Bat? Is that all you wish to arm yourself with against so many enemies?
This is all I'm gonna need.
Will you be able to do this, Herr Soros?
I said it's all I'm gonna need.
In your condition is what I meant.
My condition? You know I haven't been drinking, Fred. I haven't touched a drop in weeks.
And your sobriety is a thing to be most proud of, Herr Soros. But I was referring to your current state of mind.
My head is fine. What are you, a psychiatrist now?
It is just that... And the others have noticed it also, but...
Are we really doing this right now?
You were once a man of such humor and mirth. But now... They are concerned, Herr Soros. You are quick to anger, even rage. Perhaps you should consider some sort of help, yeah?
What, therapy? Don't worry about me, Fred. I'm about to work through all of my negative feelings. Tell the others to proceed. I'm heading in. Okay, I'm in the lobby. There's lights on, like you said, but not a lot of them. Plenty of shadows to hide in, which I do not like. Should have brought a flashlight.
I have accessed the original blueprints for the hotel. Let's see here, there are 13 floors total. Oh, that is curious, yeah? Is there not a superstition about such things?
This place wasn't called the Cavalier for nothing. Ground floor seems clear. They must all be above me, which... works in our favor, I suppose. If they make a run for it, they'll have to get past me. And they won't get past me.
The elevator should still be in working order.
Good. If the monsters don't kill me, the stairs definitely would have.
It is on the north wall, to your right.
I know where it is.
Have you been to this hotel before, Herr Soros?
A long time ago. Again, on second thought.
Not to worry, Herr Soros. The elevator should be sound enough for your use.
Then why do I feel like I'm climbing into my own casket? Please don't break down. Please don't break down. Please don't break down. Now for the really scary stuff. Oh. I didn't know any better. I'd say that thing recognized me.
You are building a reputation, Herr Soros.
Done this enough times for it, I suppose. Pretty sure that ruckus would have called up any more on this floor. So I think it's safe to move on. The other bathroom doors weren't shut.
Hessortles, are you moving on?
In a minute.
What is it?
Just thinking. Something Violet told me when we first met. She warned me that I would never get used to this. And you know she was right. When I was a cop, I learned that there is another response to fear besides fight or flight. It's freeze, and it's actually what most people do. I've always have to force myself to rush these things, running them down, when everything inside of you is saying, go the other way. It's the hardest part of all this.
As you said, Herr Soros, it is a rare person who can do this kind of work. But let's hope not too rare.
And what does that mean?
In the same way as the torch was passed to Violet, when she to us, we will need to pass it to others at some point. For even though she has stopped Apollyon, and even though I believe that we will stop Grindor, there will follow yet another enemy to be contended with.
Right. Sure, but who knows what that'll be?
I know, Herr Soros.
Huh?
Even when we defeat the Traveler of Space and Time, freeing Circle City of his minions, our home will become a place of monsters again and again. It is inevitable.
Fred, what are you talking about?
Before I am to meet my eventual end, the dead will walk the streets of Circle City, and so too, I fear, will die Giganten, the Giants.
I'm sorry, you want to run that by me one more time?
The Collector, his final stories, the one he published before he put those manuscripts into print, it spoke of future events. It foretells what will befall Circle City.
Okay, what do you mean it foretells? Like, how do you publish a story from the future?
The Dreamcatcher device.
Oh, I am so very sick of you and your inventions.
This machine did not belong to me, Herr Soros. I was one of many scientists who contributed to the project while I was still at work for the Cabal so long ago.
So the Secret Society built a thing, huh? What's it do?
The Dreamcatcher is designed to communicate with itself and itself alone. You must think of the device in the plural. Its past self and its future self. By the use of tachyon particles, information is transmitted from its future self to its past self.
They wanted to know what was going to happen down the road. Well, that would certainly help keep them in charge, wouldn't it? Okay, wait, so they started to work on this after they lost Grindel, didn't they? Without their time traveler around, they tried to replicate his powers artificially. And it actually worked.
I was gone from their ranks before the device was finished. But according to the story, once the last component of the Dreamcatcher was put into place, well, it was instantly inundated with data. proving that the device functioned just as intended. There were, however, those within the organization who realized how dangerous such a thing was, especially in the hands of a global oligarchy. These persons defected and formed their own secret society, a counter-cabal, if you will, that would work against the powers that be, using their own device against them. You and I know this group as the Beowulfs.
Those people who had the painting, who offered to sell it to Grendel, to trap him, the ones who almost got me instead, right. The Beowulfs, that's what they called themselves because they're hunting Grendel, which sounds like Grendel from Beowulf. So because they had this device, they knew that Grendel would show up in the future, and that's why they were trying to lure him into the present to stop him. But they didn't know he was already here and wise to them, so it all backfired.
Indeed, Herr Soros. And because of this, they gave the story I speak of to the Collector in an effort to expose the truth of what is to come, and maybe change it. The record is doubtlessly one of many to come from the Dreamcatcher.
All right, so what's in the story, Fred?
But what they could not have known was that by giving the story to the Collector, they were ensuring that all of the future events it spoke of would come to pass just as they were recorded. The Collector realized this, but published the story anyway, knowing that there would be no avoiding it. Grendel has proven that to alter time, to create a tangential continuity, a person, a consciousness, must make the journey. But if mere knowledge is sensed through time, it simply solidifies events in that reality.
Fred, what's going to happen to Circle City?
There's a spacecraft en route to Earth from...
Hang on, I think I got another one here. It's crawling along the wall. Ugh, I hate it when they do that crap. Hold on, Fred. I'll be right back. Hey there, gorgeous. Looking for me? Some hits, Fred.
Fall back, Herr Soros.
I'm okay. It just had some wicked claws. Nothing too deep, I don't think. If I stop now, though, that's it. They won't be here when I come back. Oh, he tore my coat.
Are you good to continue, Herr Soros?
I should be. Just gonna have to sit down real quick. Try to tie off some of these scratches. Oh, hey, what were you just saying? Tell me you did not just say something about a spaceship.
It is en route to the Earth from another world. It is due to arrive in the year 2060. The Cabal knows this. They also know that this vessel will make its landing here, in Circle City.
Because of course it will. Okay, so according to the story, that's what's going to happen? Wait, hang on. Bailey's call to the radio show. You were listening to a recording of it the other day.
Fortunately for us, Circle City Supernatural has begun to digitize their archive and make it available on their website.
That listening station, the old water tower downtown.
Yeah. This was how the Cabal first learned of the coming craft, what they have codenamed the Argosy. And according to the story, they will use the water tower to clear the way for its arrival.
Clear the way? What does that even mean? They want to empty the city before the aliens arrive? Wait, how?
I will do it for them.
Your what?
Inadvertently. The music box, Herr Soros, an operative for the Cabal, has captured the device.
Right, after killing your old buddy Monty Redding, who tracked down the machine on his own, hoping to reunite you with it.
Indeed. They murdered poor Montgomery and took my device from him, transporting it to the water tower. Here they have begun to replicate and augment the technology. They will then apply it to the water tower systems, Whereas the listening station was designed to intercept all manner of signals, it will now be used to broadcast a single one.
The particle field, generated by the music box, the one that stimulates dead brains and brings them back to life, they're going to make it big enough to cover the whole city. So the Cabal is going to, what, fake a zombie apocalypse? That's how they're going to clear out the city?
According to the story.
That's completely ludicrous. And why? Why would they want to help these aliens? I'm guessing these little green men aren't coming here to make friends.
They are not little green men, Herr Soros. They are the Giganten, the Giants. And the Cabal believes that they are an alien race that came here in ancient times with the promise to return. This, however, is a false history, and the creatures are not what they claim. The Cabal sees these beings as their betters, their masters, and will prepare a place for them, a citadel from which to rule the world.
This is... I mean, this can't be real, Fred. We're beyond the pale here.
The aliens aboard the spacecraft are actually not aliens at all, not in the strictest of terms, because they had their origin on Earth. This is their true home.
Then how'd they get to this other planet? The orb.
They possessed it in ancient times. The Giants used it to travel to this other world, to take it over, but were resisted by the natives there. A few of these abominations returned to Earth to gather reinforcements, but the orb, it was lost, marooning the rest of the Giants there for thousands of years.
And they've been trying to get home ever since, so they built a rocket ship to fly home in.
In the absence of the orb, they developed a more practical way by which to return to the Earth, yeah.
In the absence of the orb. I thought you said it wasn't on Earth, but rather over there.
It is, Herr Soros. The orb was returned to the other planet around the time that the Argosy was beginning its journey, and it was left there in an effort to keep it from the Giants and the Cabal alike.
How do you know any of this?
The Collector, Herr Soros, the manuscripts that he published tell this story in full.
Oh, right, those books that Carolyn's been reading.
An event involving me was recorded in the third one, when I was still at work for the Cabal.
Why does that not surprise me even a little bit?
I had already designed and built the PX-39 by then.
Wait, the what now?
The device used to track the formation of wormholes on Earth.
Oh, okay, yeah, the thing Dr. Zhao found.
But at the time of my episode in the manuscript, I had been tasked with reverse engineering technology recovered from the Giants. And I should say that the creation of the Dreamcatcher device was only possible with the advancements we made because of this.
Jeez, I really need to check these books out.
If you do, you will learn that the orb, when lost to the Giants so long ago, disappeared into the antiquity of Earth. None knew where it was in the modern era. This is actually why Grindel became a traveler of space and time. His original mission was to journey to the past to find the orb on behalf of the secret society. It became his obsession.
Which is why the orb is the subject of the painting, and that's why he loves it so much. So, the painting is Grindel's only tie to the physical realm because it's his only tie to the orb.
Exactly.
So when the portal opened here in town a couple of months ago, you said it must have been the natives of that other world using the orb.
Yeah, those who battled the Giants in a previous age.
Do you still think they might be coming here to invade us?
In light of what we have learned from the Collector's books, I think it could be for a very different reason that they have come to us.
Okay, what do you mean?
Pendergast.
Oh, right, the actual greatest scientific mind to ever exist. What about him?
Almost a century ago, my rival used Grindel's knowledge of the orb to claim it for himself and travel to the other world. He befriended the natives and helped them in their ongoing fight against the Giants.
So they may actually be here to return the favor.
Possibly so, Herr Soros.
Well, you did suggest we start recruiting. So that story about what happens to Circle City, they mention us?
Not you or the others, but it does include my fate. My former masters will learn that I am alive at some point. I will be captured, and as punishment, I will be entombed in the Water Tower, forever trapped inside the product of my own engineering, that they will have used to destroy my home and the new life that I was trying to build.
Oh, jeez. Fred, that's...
Nothing we can change. We must not be fatalists. Look not to the future, Herr Soros, but concentrate your focus on the here and now. We are exactly there and when we are supposed to be here.
I guess. You said Grendel went back in time to find the orb.
And it was on his return trip that he became stuck in the wrong time and body.
And that's when he ended up in the Land of the Phantoms.
Yeah, it is a place where dark things have gathered over the eons. Those creatures that tormented the old world, and from which we get all our legends about monsters. Die Fabelwesen.
Right, that's what I was about to say.
Okay, how about this, huh? Huh? Oh, you don't like that, do you?
All right, then. If that's how we're playing now. Number 13.
What do you see?
Nothing yet. I'm gonna start my search in the honeymoon suite. Last time I was at this hotel, this is where I stayed.
You do not often speak of your ex-wife, Herr Soros.
Nothing really needs to be said.
Just the same, I am sorry for...
I'm not. Honestly, it's better that she wasn't around for this part of my life. It's not fair. You know, it wouldn't be fair to put all that on someone. Look, it ended badly, and both sides were left with some hurt feelings, and even so, I never would have wanted her to see this world.
Herr Soros.
I don't think there's any here, Fred. And thank God, because I'm about to keel over. I'm heading down now.
Herr Soros.
What?
There is one more, and I can see him.
How?
He is on the roof. He was not there before, he just appeared.
He alone?
Yes, but I believe it is...
What, Fred?
It is... Timbo.
From last Halloween, Circle City Supernatural. The paramedic who's a mollusk man?
Yeah.
Alright then. Heading to the roof.
Wait, this is not another mindless wretch for you to put down, Herr Soros. His kind, they are spoken of in the Collector's first manuscript.
I really, really ought to get around to reading those. Alright. What does it say about them?
They are of a remarkably high intelligence. They do not mindlessly follow Grendel as the others, but rather choose to serve him. You said earlier that Grendel was amassing a personal army of monsters. If that is so, then this Timbo, as he was once known, he would be Grendel's general.
Okay. Okay, but if he's so smart, then why is he just standing on the roof?
I fear that he is waiting for you, Herr Soros. I believe he knew you were coming. It is because of him, perhaps, that the otherness would relocate when we attacked one of them. He has been studying our tactics.
Okay. So what's the play here?
You are in no condition to face him. Retreat. This fight can wait for another day.
Yeah, but I'm already here. You know, it came all this way.
Fall back, Herr Sorvus. This is no time for foolhardy heroics.
There should be a service ladder to the roof on this floor, right?
Herr Sorvus, no. This feels like a trap.
Do you know where the ladder is or not?
Yeah, but I will not tell you. I will not help you kill yourself, Herr Sorvus.
Okay. Found it. I'll call you when it's done.
Herr Sorvus, do not switch off.
You're even uglier than Charlotte described you. So where's your boss, huh? Grendel not brave enough to fight his own battles, or what? You understand me, don't you? Good. So, how you liking my town? Made a long trip to get here. Just hope we're living up to that reputation of Midwest hospitality. So you're the smart one, huh? Anything left of Timbo in there, or do you kill the person to take him over? Just curious if I'm gonna feel guilty after I chuck you over the side of this ledge. Well, come on. Have at me, or whatever. You wanted me, here I am. Let's dance. What are you doing? Wait, why are you swelling up like that? What? Oh! What? Okay, I get it. Time for a body swap, huh? Well, if you won't mind, joke's on you. Because I'm pre-diabetic and my blood pressure? Garbage. Well, looks like we broke even on this one.
Yeah, I know. Herr Sorvus, you were prepared to hurl yourself from that building, yeah?
What? No, how did you... I had the transceiver switched off.
You were on the roof. I did not need to hear anything. I saw it all.
Right. Satellite. Well, did you see where it went?
The creature is crawling down the side of the building.
Okay, so if I hurry, I can meet up with it at the ground level.
9. It is too far down. By the time the elevator reaches the lobby, it will have slipped away.
Another day, then.
Herr Sorvus, would you have gone to your desk just now to kill that creature?
I was bluffing, Fred. And look, it worked anyway, so just shut up about it, would you?
Very well. Are you returning to the hideaway?
Not quite done here. Need to make sure no one finds all these monster corpses. We have to keep our secret war with Grendel just that. Greater world wouldn't understand. If any of this comes out, it'll be us and us alone who suffer for it. Can't really slap cuffs on a time-traveling spirit now, can you?
You are going to do as you did at the Zabuni's compound?
No other choice.
the end of an era, folks. If you haven't heard by now, news came out earlier today that this show's creator and captain for so many years, Ray Cadera, passed away last night. He went peacefully in his sleep. We want to extend our condolences to the family and to all of you whom he befriended over the airwaves. I didn't know him long, but you didn't need to in order to see that he was a warm and generous soul. Tonight, we're encouraging the listeners to call in, not with your stories about the extraordinary, but with your stories about Ray Cadera, who was, himself, extraordinary. I know he built a loving rapport with this town, and I want to hear what he meant to you. You know, I had never heard of him or this show when he contacted me personally about replacing him. Still not sure why he did, but Ray made it very clear that he wished to pass the torch to me. I hope to carry it well, especially now, to honor his legacy. Anyway, you guys know the number. The board is already lighting up, so let's get to the phones.
Yeah, it's the end of an era, all right. And the start of something new.
This has been The Vampire Bat by J.P. Leck. The voice of Keith Sorrells and Frederick Hardesty was provided by Stephen E. Foxworthy. The voice of Lindsay Mallon was provided by Lindsay Leck. And Violet was voiced by Mindy Wesson. All rights reserved. For other audio plays, short films, short stories, comic books, and novels by J.P. Leck, visit endlesselsewhere.com.
Why'd you pull me out?
It is over. They are all dead.
You should have just left me. The sooner I die, the sooner you're free.
I will be free of my obligations soon enough.
You're not wrong about that.
We should not linger here. I can carry you further.
Don't. This is as far as I go.
You wish to remain?
This cave is the only way in or out. Gonna sit here with my trusty laser cannon and make sure none escape.
I am quite sure that you slew them all, woman.
But they gave me a fight, didn't they? I'm not going anywhere. Look at me. I'm fast fading here.
Yes, you are.
You can go now.
I cannot leave until you have expired. I have to know that you are dead before the bond can be broken.
I release you then. There, you're free. Get out of here.
That is not how the life debt is severed.
Look, you got me in there close enough to stop them. That's all I needed from you. I lived my life among the monsters. I'd really like to die without any around.
I can alter your perception of me if you prefer.
Is this any better?
That's somehow worse. Just go, would you?
I cannot depart, woman.
You know, I've defeated a lot of nasty things over the years. But you're the first to start following me around because of it.
I was overcome, and then spared. According to the code of my kind, that makes me beholden to you.
Yeah, I know all that. But aren't you the last of your kind? Not sure your code matters much anymore.
Would you relinquish your code if you were the last human?
Fair enough. You did come in handy. I wouldn't have gotten into their lair without you.
Altering the perception of those winged beasts was simple enough. But their master saw through me, even as he slumbered.
We were in too deep by then. We got the job done. Apollyon won't be rising before his predetermined time.
You gave your life just to further delay the inevitable.
It's a hard thing for you to understand, isn't it? The willingness to die just to give others a chance. That's okay. It doesn't have to make sense to you.
While I do not understand sacrifice, I do feel something for yours.
Well, maybe the non-man does have a heart after all.
Do you have any further wishes from me before you pat us?
Yeah, but it will be up to you whether you actually do it or not, since I'll be dead by then.
What is it?
I want you to go back to Circle City. I want you to find the man who calls himself the Collector. I want you to tell him my story, everything I've told you. You tell him. The prophecy, Rex Benton, everything I learned and everything that brought me to this point. I want him to know.
Woman. I will bury you in accordance with the traditions of your kind. Then I will do as you have asked. I will find the Collector, and I will tell him your story so that he may tell others. The world will know the name of the woman who saved it.